from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Dave Iverson. That unique sound comes from a unique Bay Area vocal ensemble, Kitka. Kitka consists of 8 female vocalists. They're based in Oakland, but their music originates from Eastern Europe. In the hour ahead, they'll join us to perform seasonal music live in our studio. That's next on Forum, after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Dave Iverson, and this is Kitka. Alilo is 8 Bay Area female vocalists who specialize in Eastern European music. We're listening to them as they perform live a Bulgarian Christmas song called Alilo. It's from their Winter Songs collection. They'll be with us throughout the hour performing live. Let's listen. Alilo, performed by Kitka. They are joining us throughout the hour and will be performing throughout our hour as they get ready for a series of performances here in the Bay Area. Tonight, they'll be performing at St. Paul's Episcopal in Oakland, Saturday in Point Reyes Station, and Sunday at St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco. We're joined by Shira Sion. She is the executive director of Kitka. Good morning.
Good morning.
And joining us as well is Bridget Boyle. She is the ensemble manager and a vocalist with Kitka. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning.
And let me introduce the rest of the singers. Because there are 8, we'll be hearing from primarily Bridget and Shira, but let me introduce the rest of our singers. They include Elizabeth Setzer, who is the music director, Kelly Atkins, Caitlin Tabankai Austin, Janet Koutoulas, and Corrine Sykes. Thanks all very much for being here this morning. Describe Kitka for us, Sharon Sion. We're unused, many of us as Westerners, to hear this kind of music. Describe its roots and what it is that is so appealing to you about this Eastern European music.
Well, Kitka has been in existence since 1979. We were established here in the Bay Area as an offshoot of an international folk dance ensemble called West Wind. And as the legend goes, West Wind singers were asked to accompany a Bulgarian dance suite, and that was Kitka's sort of seed of beginning. The singers had such an amazing time accompanying this dance and producing the very unique, open-voiced, somewhat dissonant, very resonant harmonies that are native of the Balkans, that they decided to keep getting together, keep singing, and pursue this sort of repertoire and these very specialized vocal techniques in more depth. And so since then, the group has expanded the sort of geographic reach of the material that we do. We started out pretty much with a focus in Bulgaria and Macedonia and the republics of former Yugoslavia. And since then, the regional interest has spread to Russia, Ukraine, other countries of the Balkans, and most recently to the regions of the Caucasus, including Georgia and Armenia. And we opened with a Georgian tune.
And you sing in all of those languages, Bulgarian, Georgian, Hungarian, Russian, Armenian, Ukrainian, Yiddish, just to name about half of your linguistic repertoire. Tell us something, Bridget, about the song that we just heard, Alilo. Again, it's not when this is the time where we're going to be hearing Christmas music, probably often more than we might want. What is different about that song in particular? Describe the song itself.
Alilo is a song that was sung as a carol, it in Georgia, where it's very cold, and they spend a lot of time singing together in order to stay warm throughout the holidays. And it's a sacred piece, so it talks about God and praising life and sacred. The sacred spirit.
And what does it take to sing these songs? You mentioned, Shira, that there's technique involved. And in one article I read, you described it as a full body experience. So what is different about singing this kind of music that people should listen for? You're about to sing another song, but what is it that's distinctive that you're doing diaphragmatically?
Yeah, you may have, listeners probably heard that the sound that Kitka produces isn't your sort of light, heady, feminine sound, although we do utilize that sonority as well. But it really is a sort of from the gut, full body. We call it open voice, chest voice. In certain regions of Ukraine and Belarus, they call it the white voice. And it really is a form of chest-based vocal production, kind of akin to a Broadway belt, you could say, or many mountain regions throughout the world, not just in Eastern Europe and the Caucasus, utilize this sort of singing that's really meant to project long distances. It was originally meant to be sung outdoors.
Huh. So that means there isn't like vibrato. It has a different sound to it altogether?
It's a bit of a straighter tone in general, although some vibrato does happen naturally depending on the voice. But especially in the Balkans, vibrato is used more as sort of a conscious form of ornamentation rather than a integral part of the tone. And it's hard to generalize because for every country and every region and every village and every singer within every village, there's variety on how people produce the sound. But in general, we really enjoy producing this very strong, strident, lush, gutsy sonority with many voices.
Shira Sion, she's executive director of Kitka. Let's hear your next song. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it. If one of you would introduce it, and then we'll hear it.
Sure. This is Hubava Milka, but I just also wanted to say something about our opening tune. Alilo is the Georgian way of saying hallelujah. So it's appropriately sung at this time of year, particularly as a New Year's carol. Hubava Milka is a tune also from the caroling tradition of Bulgaria. It's a tune specifically addressed to the young unmarried woman of the house and tells a sort of fairy tale-like story about the merchant Marco, who hears about the beautiful young woman Milka way far off in Istanbul and decides to sail across the Black Sea with the intention of luring her aboard his ship and sailing away with her.
Hubava Milka.
Milkina mama, Milka faleše, hey kuladele, moj kuladele, molitva rde rabotna, mnogo iskoposna, hey kuladele, moj kuladele. Чула се Милка, Марича, Цариграда. Е, куладеле, Мари мой, куладеле, Чак, Цариграда, Марича, Чаршията. Е, куладеле, Мари мой, куладеле, Е, куладеле.
Odeja začu Marko trgovec, e kuladele, moj kuladele, Mariči kupi Marko, sja kakva kupa, e kuladele, moj kuladele. Куприна, мари сарма и злато, е куладеле, мари мой куладеле, че си на твари, мари Марко гимика, е куладеле, мари мой куладеле, е куладеле.
Чи са Марко ясно провикна, хей куладеле, мой куладеле, мали кой тому тряпа, тука да дойди, хей куладеле, мой куладеле,
мали куладеле,
куладеле, варяло, мало, мари мало, коямо, хе куладеле, мари мой куладеле, чай подир варви, мари хубава милка, хе куладеле, мари мой куладеле, хе куладеле, леле мой.
Чиста па Милка, Милка в гимика, е куладеле, мой куладеле,
мари да си купова, танка куприна, е куладеле, мой куладеле,
мари
Мари Марко, мари Марко гимика, е куладеле, мари мой куладеле, чи си однесе, мари хубава милка, е куладеле, мари мой куладеле, е куладеле, леле мой куладеле, мой куладеле.
Ubava Milka, performed by Kitka. Again, they'll be performing tonight at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Oakland. Saturday, they'll be in Point Reyes Station in Marin County, and Sunday at St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco. Their members include Shira Sion, Bridget Boyle, Elizabeth Setzer, Kelly Atkins, Caitlin Tabankai Austin, Janet Katulis, and Corinne Sykes. I want to ask you something about where you find your material, because this isn't just about sort of hearing something on a recording. You've done a lot of field work as part of this. Sure.
It's true. And how we've gathered our material has actually changed over the last three decades, because the political and social landscape of Eastern Europe and the former Soviet bloc has really changed since Kitka was established. In the early days, the Iron Curtain was hanging strong. And the way that most of our repertoire came to us was via recordings or scores that were somehow smuggled out or across from Russia or Bulgaria. After 1991, when communism fell in the region, there was a huge influx of immigrant folk artists who came to the States. And we've increasingly been gathering material from native folk singers from the region. We have an ongoing project here in the Bay Area called Song Roots in the New Land, which is a master folk singer artist residency program where we'll bring a vocalist from Georgia or Albania or Croatia or Bulgaria to work intensively with the ensemble over a multi-week period.
And what's gained by your travels to those Eastern European countries as well? Is there something really different about that sort of, not fact-finding, but music-gathering operation that's different, obviously, than just hearing a recording?
Absolutely. Standing next to somebody and learning directly from their mouth is the most organic and pure way of learning music. And I've seen, throughout my time in Kitka, I've been in the group for 8 years, the songs that we've learned directly from singers from over there are the ones that really stick with us and feel so natural when every time we sing them.
And that also raises an interesting question about sort of ownership of folk traditions. Do you feel like you're appropriating this, adapting it? In what ways does that further those traditions, since you're obviously not of that particular land?
That's an interesting question. I know Kitka struggles with that question a lot. You know, it's like, what is the purpose of what we're doing? And I think that on some level, there is a little bit of appropriation going on. But at the same time, we're keeping, we're finding music that is dying out in these villages. And we're bringing it back to life in a lot of ways. And we found that there was singers, especially in Ukraine, who were really thrilled to know that songs from their tiny village in Ukraine made it all the way back to the United States. We learned them and then brought it back to their village and sang with them during their rituals. And so it's, you know, it's keeping things alive in a really, really new way.
And reading some of your reviews, you obviously have wowed audiences all over the globe. And this music, sure, also has, you know, a pretty diverse set of fans. I was reading everyone from the late Jerry Garcia to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young to Garrison Keillor.
Yeah, I think there's something about the sonority of these harmonies that appeals to just people who have what we think the most exquisite musical taste that can be had. I know that David Crosby and Stephen Stills have said that the early recordings that were made in the 50s of the Bulgarian women's choirs had a profound influence on their songwriting.
Who'd have thought? Yeah.
And who'd have thought? But if you listen to Crosby, Stills, and Nash, you can really hear those close harmonies and those sort of unexpected voice leadings. And we love it, the way music has its sneaky way of sort of seeping through borders and genres as well.
Well, let's hear one more. Introduce this next song, if you would. Shira, we have about 4.5 minutes. Can we get that song done before our break?
You bet. This is a tune from Belarus. It's a carol called Novorada Stala, A New Joy is Born, describing the nativity and the angels singing out, proclaiming joy on heaven and earth.
All right, here we go with our next song. Again, Kitka will be performing tonight at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Oakland.
Нова рада стала, якой не
Надгрете пам зорка ясна, светла засияла. Надгрете пам зорка ясна, светла засияла. Где Христос родился, где Вива платился, як чалавек пляюльками у Бога павіўся. Як чалавек пляюльками у Бога павіўся. Ангелы спяваюць, слава восклицаюць, на небе і на землі провозвящают, на небе и на земле мир провозвящают. Нова рада стала, якой не бывала. Над вертепом зорка ясна, светло засияла. Над вертепом зорка ясна, светло засияла.
Really lovely. The music of Kitka. Again, they'll be performing in Oakland tonight at St. Paul's Episcopal, Sunday at Point Reyes Station, or Saturday rather, at Point Reyes Station, Sunday at St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco. We're going to take a short break in a moment, and when we come back, we'll ask for some listener response to this music. But what have you found, Bridget, about how people respond as you travel around the country? Because if you were to just read a description that you're going to be performing Bulgarian folk songs, it might not be something that people would say, oh yeah, I want to be there for that. But how are you finding response to this music all around the country?
Well, there's a number of different responses. Some people come up to us and they're like, wow, I've never heard anything like this. Some people are weeping. Some people just can't stop smiling. At our Winter Songs concerts, it's become a tradition to bring chocolate to us. Hint, hint. So sometimes our longtime fans will come and they'll bring us chocolate afterwards, and they're just so grateful that we're raising our voices in song and expressing something that, no matter what language it's in, is understood as a human. The voice is, it's something that speaks to the spirit like nothing else.
And these are a time when we associate music of the spirit, sacred music in particular. What's the emotional resonance, though, that's perhaps different than what we think of as the traditional Christmas music that we'll hear so much of over the next few weeks?
Well, I think what is interesting about the Winter Songs program that we've put together is we've really tried to tap to the deepest roots of the celebrations of the season. Many of these songs have pre-Christian origins. Many of the rituals and traditions of Christmas time across all cultures have very, very ancient, more nature-centered roots. And so a number of the pieces on our Winter Songs program have to do with the solstice, snow, wintertime.
And we'll hear more wintertime music when we return, including a song that we'll start out with in just 2 minutes that you will all recognize, albeit in a different language. We'll come back to that in just a moment. This is Forum on KQED. I'm Dave Iverson. Welcome back to Forum. I'm Dave Iverson. We're joined this hour by the lovely sounds of Kitka, a group based in Oakland that specializes in the music of Eastern Europe. Their winter collection of songs is called Winter Songs. We've been hearing live performances of them throughout our hour. We will continue with that. We also want to give out our phone number if you have a question about this kind of music, you're intrigued by it. You're welcome to join us at 866-733-6786, 866-733-6786. You can also email us at forum@kqed.org. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this music, your response to it, what strikes you about it as being distinctive. 866-733-6786. And now let's hear our next selection, a song I think almost all of you will recognize. It's called Chedrik.
Chedrik, Chedrik, Chedrik.
Trivočka, priletila las, Trivočka stala sobie ščebetati, Gospodarja vyklikati,
ščebetati. Tam ovečki pokotili, zajadički narodili, tebe tovar bez horoši, budeš pa ti mir kubroše. Tebe tovar bez horoši, budeš pa ti mir kubroše. Vežita, čošinka, žobrova,
hoč ne kroši to polova, v tebe žinka, čorna mrova, ščedri, šedri, ščedri vočka, priletila lasti vočka, stala sobi ščepetati, gospodarja vyklikati,
ščepetati, tati visjata kožana. Tam ovečki pokotili, zajanički narodili, tebe tovar bez horoši, budeš ma ti mir kubroše. Tebe tovar bez horoši, budeš ma ti mir kubroše. Ležita, čošinka, čobrova,
hoč ne kroši to polova, v tebe šinka, čorna brova, ščedri, šedri, ščedri vočka priletila.
Chedrik, as performed by Kitka. That's a song that has a great story behind it. Would you tell us that story, Sharon?
Sure. Well, here in the States, most people know that tune as the Carol of the Bells, but its original Ukrainian function was as a New Year's carol or an Epiphany carol sung for Shevdrik. Shevdrivka is the Ukrainian New Year's celebration, which is known as a generous evening, and it's an evening of feasting. And so the original carol came to the States in the first time in 1918. Ukraine had just become independent, and the government sent its Ukrainian Republic a cappella choir on tour in the United States as a sort of cultural goodwill ambassador. And this tune was quite the hit. And in the 30s, an American school teacher, a music teacher, choir director, took the original Ukrainian carol and added some English lyrics to it, and it became the popular Carol of the Bells. But the original text has a lot of that more nature-centered imagery mm-hmm. that we were talking about earlier, about a swallow chirping a song of good cheer, and the sheep in the manger are mating and reproducing abundantly, and may you have an abundant and wealthy year, but should your wheat churn to chaff, well, at least you still have a good-looking wife. So those are the original lyrics of the
carol. I'm struck by how many of these lyrics do not sound like our traditional, what we associate at least with Christmas music, but an interesting story about adaptation and
yes.
change and now going back to its original roots. A number of people want to comment on your music this morning. Let's take a couple of calls before we go to our next song. This is Russ next in Los Altos. Russ, go ahead.
Hello. I wanted to note that I have a very close personal connection to this type of music. I met my wife, Lori, in a group called Narodno, which started in Madison, Wisconsin, by someone named Sue Jones, who I think you may know. She lives in Sacramento these days. Mm-hmm. It's been a wonderful music in our lives. And I even think NPR noted this in some poll that was conducted at the turn of the century, something about music of the millennia, where they listed Bulgarian folk music as being the number one music of the millennia.
All right. Russ, thank you. Yeah.
And I just wanted to request that if the group hasn't already selected every last number they're going to do during the hour, that the richness of the music comes through in many ways in the dissonance and in the rhythms that are quite distinct from what we typically hear in Western music. And so if there's any opportunity to display that, that would be wonderful.
Okay, Russ, thank you. Never thought we'd have a Bulgarian request line music on forum. Russ, thank you for the call. Let's hear also next from Anita in Santa Clara. Anita, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think the music is so fabulous and so beautiful. My parents are from Latvia, so I grew up going to Latvian school and singing in Latvian choirs. And that first song that I heard, that Kaladu Kaladu, I was like, oh my gosh, that's got to be a Latvian song. So I'm so excited to hear I just think it's wonderful, and I just wanted to let you know I love the music, and it's very exciting.
All right, Anita.
Yeah, I wondered if they have any songs from Latvia that they sing.
Okay. All right. We'll find out. Anita, thanks for the call. Let's take one more caller, and then we'll get an answer to those questions. Lynn in Castro Valley, or rather Nathan. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Yeah, I noticed the song, like the previous caller, I noticed the song sound very much like a group called Kartika, which sings songs from northern Finland. And I'm wondering if that's entirely coincidental.
Okay, Nathan, thanks. A couple of interesting questions about sort of connections and similarities. First, on the question that we had about Latvia, are there songs that you do from Latvia?
Actually, yes. In the Winter Songs program that we're performing this weekend, we actually have two songs from Latvia. The opening introductory music to the show today was actually one of those two tunes. It's a tune called Tets Pelete Zernu Zogtu. It's actually from Latvia, but sung in a very sort of rare archaic dialect called Latgalian.
What are the linguistic challenges? I presume not all seven of you are fluent in 15 Eastern European languages.
You know, believe it or not, it's true. We don't all speak all of these languages fluently, but I could say that we're all kind of language geeks. And we all love language and linguistics and just, you know, the diverse sonorities of different languages from this region. Some of us do speak some of these languages. I myself speak Bulgarian. But we mostly learn by ear, working very closely, as Bridget said earlier, with native singers and paying a lot of attention to what every song and what every word really means.
And to Nathan's question, Bridget, about similarities between this and music, I think he was saying from Finland?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think that the basic similarities are harmonic structures and vocal placement. And I'm actually not very familiar with music from northern Finland, but a lot of folk music, I found all over the world, a lot of folk music has similar vocal qualities. American folk music, music from Finland, music from Bulgaria, you know, it's like, and I think harmonically, there's differences regionally throughout the countries, but folk music in general, because it's such an expression of just being human and what it is to be human. So I think that there's a lot of cross similarities just because of that.
Comments coming in on our website. Jeff writes in, if you've never heard these lovely performers in concert before, prepare to be amazed. You'll never hear Carol of the Bells again in quite the same way. And Christine writes in, if the music of your guest this morning sounds familiar to some, but they can't quite place it, I would suggest it bears a striking similarity to material on the soundtrack from the documentary Winged Migration. Well, there's a reason for that, right?
That's true. As a matter of fact, in that film soundtrack, there was a section of I'm trying to remember what the birds were doing exactly, but I remember being at the edge of my chair when the Bulgarian women's choir came on to accompany, I forget whether it was flamingos kind of doing some kind of strut or something like that. But it's true, yes, there was some traditional Bulgarian polyphonic folk singing going on in Winged Migration.
Let's get to another song, if you would. Please introduce the next one. I think it's Bedanera. Is that close?
Actually, I think what we decided to do, since the time is kind of running away, is to do a different tune, also from the country of Georgia, from the region of Svanati, which is a very interesting folkloric region. If you visit Svanati, it's high, high, high up in the high Caucasus Mountains, and the village architecture is very interesting. There are these tall, tall stone towers that had little fire areas on top where messages would be sent to warn of invasions from other Caucasian tribes. And the Svaneti in particular really preserves the ancient pre-Christian cultural heritage of the Caucasus. And this is a tune that is a hymn to the sun god, Kvirja, who was sort of appropriated later as Georgian became Christian after the 4th century to kind of be almost analogous to Christ in local sort of religious spiritual belief. But this is a hymn to the god Kvirja. There's many traditional hymns to Kvirja. This one actually is not traditional, though composed in the traditional style, but it's actually an original composition by the Svan composer Ilya Paljani.
gorgeous. Kitka. They are performing tonight at St. Paul's Episcopal in Oakland. Point Reyes Station tomorrow night, Saturday night, where they'll be at the Dance Palace. You can go to dancepalace.org for more information about that concert. And Sunday at St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco. I couldn't help but notice you were all holding hands in that song. Because?
Well, these hymns to the cosmic gods, the sun gods, in Svaneti are typically accompanied by circle dances where the singers hold hands and sort of follow a clockwise motion. And it's interesting, there's something about many of the songs, especially the really ancient songs for the time of the winter solstice, that are related to this sort of wheel of the year and the turning of the planets and the cosmos. As a matter of fact, a word that concert goers will hear over and over is different variants on kolada, kolado, kuladele, which is the ancient Slavic word for the winter holiday, but it's related to, some say, the ancient Roman word kalendai, which relates to the calendar, or kolo, which is the Slavic word for wheel, or even perhaps koliada, the ancient Slavic winter gods who brought the sun up anew every morning.
We probably only have time for two more songs, so I'll let you consider where you want to go with that while I just ask a couple of questions to Bridget Boyle. Again, she's the ensemble manager as well as a vocalist with Kitka. Drew wants to know, are these songs available on recording? If so, where? I want to listen to them all through the season. Count me as a smiler.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, Kitka's released about 9 recordings on our own label called Diaphonica Productions, and they're all available on our website, which is www.kitka.org. And we're actually having a nice little holiday sale, so all of our merchandise is 25% off right now.
And the site again, kitka.org, so yeah. kitka.org.
Exactly. Yeah.
kitka.org. You can also find out about their performances there. Next, we're going to hear?
Next, we're going to do another tune from Georgia, since we seem to be in that neck of the woods. This is a tune called Kyria Lessa. It's a tune that we learned in Tbilisi about a year ago from a wonderful women's choir called Tutarcella. And it's another New Year's carol. And the sort of gist of the feeling of the song is, may the birds of your dreams start flapping their wings, and may you soon be reunited with all of your loved ones who have been far away.
Kyria Lessa. Again, the website to find out more information about Kitka is kitka.org.
Kyria Lessa,
sada moi Kyria Lessa.
Kyria Lessa,
sada moi Kyria Lessa. Achatzadas midach vamad korot kohitanuas enaj veshishva chalidin chelamogechad sadavoy kiria lesa sadavoy kiria lesa sadavoy kiria lesa sadavoy kiria lesa Skan machaza skani bagila iti shiepsha. Sada voi kiria lesa, sada voi kiria lesa. Sada voi kiria lesa, sada voi kiria lesa. Jido chiti kopurini sua kocha napudas Shos mitini koren sada asho kocha napudas Sada voi kiria lesa, sada voi kiria lesa Sada voi kiria lesa, sada voi kiria lesa. Ase meu sharasha, ashma martensanasha.
Sada voi Kyrie eleison. Sada voi Kyrie eleison. Sada voi Kyrie eleison. Sada voi Kyrie eleison.
The music of Kitka. By the way, in addition to the performances we've been mentioning throughout the hour, there will also be a community sing that will take place at Temple Sinai in Oakland on December the 17th. We're going to have time for one more song. Before we get to that, though, let me just check on whether or not we can get a couple of other phone call questions in. Let's go to Santiago from San Francisco first. Santiago, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I really love the show. I became aware of this music in the, I want to say, late 70s, early 80s, when the Bulgarian Women's Chorus won a Grammy, and I just love it. My dad was part of a famous Puerto Rican trio, and those are harmony based, so I've always loved beautiful harmonies, and they certainly have some of the most beautiful harmonies I've heard.
Santiago, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Lots of shout-outs for the Bulgarian music this morning. Let's get in one more call and a comment from Lynn in Castro Valley. Lynn, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you very much, Kitka. I am one of the wailer criers at your concert.
We love you.
Okay, well, I'll be there tonight. So, and I followed you from listening a lot to Les Voix Mystérieuses, which is what the French call for the Bulgarian, what the French call the Bulgarian Women's Choir, which is kind of an interesting thing. So I have CDs from both of you, and you are just amazing, touching. It's a wonderful form to bring to this country, and you guys are just so superb at it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for the call in. Let me ask kind of a blunt question. Can you make a living doing this?
That's an interesting question, and blunt, yes. But, it's a part-time, as an ensemble, we're a part-time professional ensemble. We make some money. Shira and I have full-time jobs with Kitka as administrators, and Elizabeth is our music director and makes a partial salary that way. And, you know, it's tricky. It's hard to be a musician nowadays, especially, you know, with the way the economy is. It's hard to really make a living, but it's worth it. It's totally worth it to do it.
Out of curiosity, what if some of the rest of you do during the day?
We have tutors, we have pianist accompanists to dance classes, we have contractors who work in media. We have someone who works in. Do you still work in the radio astronomy lab at UC Berkeley? folks who just teach music on the side or lead community courses or workshops. It's a juggling act to be an artist, I think, in any form.
And if people want to learn more about this kind of music, you offer classes as well, correct,
Bridget?
We do,
yeah. Right now, we currently have a community chorus that's happening. It's like 12-week sessions, and we're probably going to start a new one up in the spring. The one that's happening right now is already full. And then we also have singers do introductory workshops into the Balkan style, and then we bring master folk singers, and they do workshops with the public.
And again, your website, the best place to find out about that, and give that out again, please.
Yeah, it's www.kitka, KITKA.org.
How long is our last song, and what is it going to be?
It's pretty short,
about
2 minutes. And I just want to put in a quick plug. If people want sort of an instant immersion in learning how to sing in this style, please come to our community sing. It's utterly accessible, utterly fun, no experience required. You don't have to speak any of these languages, open to all ages. We'll be teaching many songs kind of along the lines of a Kitka sing-it-yourself messiah. And come on out on December 17th, and there'll be info on the website.
And again, that's at the Temple Sinai
in
Oakland.
Temple Sinai in downtown Oakland.
Let me mention, and as you get ready for your last song, again, where your various performances are that are going to be coming up tonight. You're going to be performing at, and I've lost my notes, here we are, St. Paul's Episcopal in Oakland. Tomorrow night at the Dance Palace in Point Reyes Station, and Sunday at St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco. We'll listen to this song as we close out our program. And before we do, I just want to read one last comment that came in from the web. Anna writes this about what her son, age 5, Finn, said when he was listening to you during this hour this morning. Finn said, "The angels are singing."
Aww.
And then, Anna says, "We danced around the kitchen." Thank you for this heartfelt, ethereal music. Let's hear one last song from Kitka.
Yeah.
Єжоріце, хлопці, що з нами буде? Ми поїдем до корчомки, там і водка буде. Не журіться, хлопці, що із нами буде. Ми поїдем до корчомки, там і водка буде. А мама, моя мама, моя мама.
Again, the music of Kitka. The singers joining us this morning included Elizabeth Setzer, Kelly Atkins, Caitlin Tabankai Austin, Janet Koutoulis, Corinne Sykes, as well as their executive director, Shira Sion, and their ensemble manager, Richard Gore. Farm is produced by Judy Campbell and Kevin Guillory and Tina Larber. Our engineer, Danny Bringer, our executive producer, Roro Ramirez. This is Farm.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation in honor of Louise and Claude Rosenberg.